The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's special instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Wednesday, January the 1st, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled It's Deagle Time. And the time is 8:17 a.m. over here in London, in the UK, this January the 1st, 2025. So that makes it, what, 3:17 a.m. on the East Coast of America, and just gone into the new year by 17 minutes on the West Coast of America. So welcome to all of you, wherever you are throughout the world. Okay. Now, in the annals of conspiracy folklore, there is probably no greater topic than the Deagle.com projected population figures for 2025. I first became aware of these in 2015. I believe they first went out in 2013. Before we get into them, let's go over to the Deagle.com website. Now, the Deagle.com website no longer has these figures, and they were taken down at some point after Trump came in, because they actually changed the American figure. Before he came in, it was supposed to be an 82% reduction in their population by 2025. When he came in, it changed to 70%, and then they reckoned that there'd be less people lost in that country, or the population wouldn't go down quite as much when he came in. But then at some point between now and then, the whole list went down. So what you had was you had a list of all the countries in the world, and you had their population currently, and what their population was projected to be in 2025. Now, if you go to Deagle.com, where I am, you will see along the bar at the top there's six pictures in a row, and then you've got a little globe looking thing which is like the BBC Panorama logo. If you click that, you will see, I'm not including this direct link in the post for the show because this is just to explain to you where I'm coming from. You see a list of countries. It says countries 2023. It says wealth, strength and population. Now, that population column, that used to have, so where it says China at the top, that's 1,410, that's 1,410,000,000. There used to be another figure below that, which was the projected population for 2025. Now, at some point that was removed. We'll get into those later. But the interesting thing about Deagle is you can attribute almost any event to it. And what I mean by that is I got right into the Planet X thing many years ago. I've always thought there's going to be some cataclysm hit the Earth. And the idea of Planet X is that it's not going to like collide with the Earth, but it's going to pass into our solar system, go past us. And as it does, all the magnetic forces and all this sort of stuff is going to create all sorts of turmoil, whichever side of the Earth it passes. So top, bottom, left, right, whatever. I'm not sure how it works, but that's my understanding of it. And I remember speaking to Pastor Steve from Eurofolkradio.com, and he warned me about Planet X. He said, I was looking at this and following it in the 90s. Nothing ever happened. And I was following it in the, 2015, 2016, and now we're nearly, 10 years later. Nothing's happened. And then COVID came along. And I thought, worldwide pandemic. That could be why there's these drop in the Deagle figures, these projected population drops. And then after COVID didn't seem to be as big a thing as we were told, all hunker down. I'm sure many of us will admit to going out, wearing masks, wearing gloves, all this sort of stuff. The vaccine came along. People said that's it's going to do this and that to your DNA, and it's going to, not necessarily kill you straight away, but within a few years, and there's going to be a massive population drop. So a lot of people then say, well, that's where the Deagle get their population projections for 2025 from. And then you look at all this talk of war with Russia. That's where Deagle gets their 2025 population projections from. And quite honestly, if nothing happens this year and we go into 2026 without any significant drop, drop in population, the likes of Deagle.com has projected for us, I for one will still think, maybe they're just behind schedule, because that's the kind of guy I am. I'm a conspiracy type of guy. And my attitude towards these Deagle.com figures is very similar to my attitude towards the British government's figures for the amount of people died or injured after taking the vaccine in the UK. They stopped publishing those figures in December of 2022, so that was over 2 years ago. So I felt that that meant that they were going to roll out another pandemic and another vaccine, but they didn't want to tell people about the amount of adverse effects that have happened. So far, I'm wrong. And the whole Deagle.com thing could be just some giant hoax that someone put out there and it's gathered oxygen. But again, why then take the figures down? I mean, that adds to the folklore. Obviously, it makes it almost more believable. Too many people are looking at it. This is just for us elites to look at, things like that. So we really should take those figures down. But then a lot of people are talking about cataclysmic events for 2025. However, you could just go on to beforeitsnews.com and do a review if you feel so inclined for 2024. I've lost count of the amount of dates that something cataclysmic was going to happen. Blood moons, eclipses, all these different things that we were told about. That, I freely admit, I went and filled my car up with petrol or something like that. That's a bit of an odd thing to do, that if there's going to be a cataclysmic event, there might not be a car even to go to, but you kind of keep yourself stocked up and that sort of thing. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is, I don't generally include links in the I'm Talking To You show posts, but this one I'm including because it's a little bit difficult to find. It's from the Wayback Machine. It's a screenshot of November the 22nd, 2016 from Deagle.com. Now, the way that the Wayback Machine works is you can play about with it and you can get different, iterations on different dates. So I mentioned some figures that change for the copy I've got, but it's a pretty good one to go into. So if you go to the show post and you click onto that, it'll take a little bit longer to load up than the normal website because it goes through the Wayback Machine and archive.org. Now, they list the countries. It's a bit, I think, that trying to work it out. I'm not going to go into this now because it's not listed highest population first, because the United States is in 11th place below Germany. But what you will see, it's the population column you really want to be looking at. You've got a figure in red and a figure underneath in black. And then whether the population goes up or down is that it's indicated by a green triangle if the population increases, and a red triangle if the population goes down. Now, let's start off with China. So that's got a little red box. If you hover your mouse over the red figure of 360,740,000, just hover your mouse over that, and a little box will pop up saying minus 1%. So what that's telling you is that they project that there's going to be a 1% drop in the population of China at some point during 2025. So we've got 12 months to go. Let's go to India next. So India, they project an increase, and we hover our mouse over there. And their figure in green is 1,348,620,000. And when we hover over this, a box pops up 8%. So that's an 8% increase. So not everybody goes down. But it's interesting some of the countries that do. Because they tend to be more Western countries. So if we go to Italy, I'm just hovering the mouse over now. I'm not going to read the figures each time. They project at some point during 2025, there's going to be a 24% drop in their population. France, there's going to be... Oh, that's not coming up for some reason. The France one... Well, I can see there's a 21 million drop from 66 million to 45. But the box isn't coming up. But America... Oh, this is what I was talking about. So... America, this is November the 22nd, 2016, so this is before Trump goes into office, an 81% drop in the population that was projected. Now, I know at some point when he was in, they reduced that to a 70% drop in population. And now I'm going to go over to... but then there are some countries like the Netherlands, Holland... That's got a 19% drop in the population. So it's not like every Western European country has a big drop necessarily. The other thing worth mentioning here is that you can open this on your phone. So if you want to become extremely popular at livening up a party, you can show people this on your phone. It resizes to your phone. The only problem is certainly you can't hover like a mouse over it. So when you try and... It just highlights the line of the figure that it's on, so you don't get the percentage going up or down to show people. But if we scroll down to the bottom of the figures, number 30 is Vietnam, and then we click 2 to go to page 2, because that's where I believe the UK is, where I am. Let's have a quick look at that. So I'm going to scroll down and find it, and the UK is in position 40. Hover over them. Oh, there it is. 70% drop. Now, I remember that when, as I say, Trump got in and it went down from 81% drop to 70, the UK then went into first place and it went from a 70% drop in population to a 78% drop in population. Okay, so it's quite fun to actually have a look at these figures. As I say, why they're out there. Well, let's go into that now, because they have an explanation at the bottom of this page, and it's a lengthy old thing. Whoever wrote it clearly doesn't get bored. So I'm going to read you the first line. It says, there have been many questions about the country's forecast, especially the one focusing on the United States of America. They won't be answered one by one, but below you can find some explanation, thoughts and reflections. We are going to keep this as short as possible. Well, anyway, it's not short. Let's see the last paragraph, and this is, well, sorry to disappoint many of you with our forecast. It is getting worse and worse every year since the beginning of the pre-crisis in 2007. It is already said that this website is non-profit, built on spare time, and we provide our information and services as is without further explanations and or guarantees. We are not linked to any government in any way, shape or form. We are not a death or satanic cult or arms dealers, as some BS is floating around the internet on this topic. Take into account that the forecast is nothing more than a model, whether flawed or correct. It is not God's word or a magic device that allows to foresee the future. And that is dated Sunday, October 26th, 2014. But then if we go further up, the start of the second paragraph, it says, the majority of the economic and demographic data, so that relates to populations, used in the making of the forecast is widely available by institutions such as the CIA, IMF, United Nations, USG, not sure what that is, etc. You can see the most relevant data at every single country's page. Now, if I had data that credibly said that the population of my country was going to experience a 78% decrease by or at some point during 2025, I wouldn't just make a little website of it and put it up there. It seems a little bit callous to me. I'd be sort of going out saying, look, this is the data. This is where we've got it from. This is what they're saying. Come on, we've got to do something about this. So it is very odd. And that is my thoughts on the topic. But again, this could all just be a load of nonsense, couldn't it? But I just want to... I didn't script this at all. So I did make a few notes just to make sure that I've covered everything for you. Yeah, I think that's pretty much everything. The main story is... there's the page with the figures on it. Used to be on the Deagle.com website for many, many years. No longer is. Have a look at it. You be the judge. As I always say on this show, you be the judge. Is this something that bothers you? Is it something that you can see fitting in with potential events we've got coming up this year? I've certainly seen it for the events that I thought it could relate to that I mentioned earlier in the show, but I've been wrong on each occasion. However, I think it's important now that we're finally in 2025, because I used to say, well, it says by 2025, so the populations could go down to that level before then. Well, that hasn't happened. But it's still a very interesting topic out there that I'm sure many people will be touching on throughout the year. And I just wanted you to at least have a copy of the archive page that they're talking about, so you'll be aware of it and you can, you know, kind of make your own decisions as to whether you believe it or not. Before we go, the I'm Talking To You show is now going to be launched. This is a special, but I've got a new format that I will be launching tomorrow. Now, it will certainly be later in the day because I'm going to be at my mother's and won't be coming home until the morning. And I don't know how much time, if I'll have time to do it then, or if it will be the afternoon. Generally, these shows will be going out on Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, although it will be Tuesday. Basically, let's do it another way around. Sunday, I do the traditional Christian message. That is now the only show on Sunday since I ended the line. Is Sunday just gone? Every other day, Tuesday will generally be Dr. Peter Hammond, but he's away for the next 3 weeks, so it will be an I'm Talking To You show, and that'll be certainly up until he gets back at the end of January, 6 days a week with the traditional Christian message on a Sunday, and it will be a news show. So I will explain all of that tomorrow in tomorrow's I'm Talking To You show. But that being said, I want to wish you all a happy new year. And let's close out with the music. So you have been listening to I'm Talking To You, episode 152. It's Deagle time this Wednesday, January the 1st, 2025. I want to thank all of you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful New Year's Day. I'll be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, bye for now.